Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Emmanuel Taylor, OP, parochial vicar and associate director of the Catholic community. It is the commemoration of the Lord's Passion, Good Friday, and the readings are from Cycle B.
Going to invite you, if you'd like to take a break, stand up with me. I took a few deep breaths, so please stand up. Kind of there's something good about Catholic ritual and worship, standing up and down. So take that breath and then sit down for a moment and just a little reflection. Please be seated. Just to prepare us to venerate the cross today, a phrase was said yesterday, to have Jesus, you have to accept his terms, not your own. That rang out four times yesterday during the Last Supper. Accept Jesus' terms. And today in Good Friday, in the Passion and seeing the cross, it amplifies Jesus' terms. To love like Jesus is to accept the cross. To be Jesus' disciple is taking up the cross. These are Jesus' terms, and they are hard. I'll just share from my own experience. It's hard to accept the cross. I remember when I was in college, I never wanted to look at the cross. The three things that helped me, though, three things that drew me to Jesus' way and to his cross and to his love. The first was Good Friday liturgy. I won't recommend this here at Mem 2. I don't think we'd get a lot away with it, but they had the cross for veneration. And when I came up, they handed me a hammer and a nail. And I started pounding the nail into the cross. And just echoing in the big church, it struck me at that time how my sins hurt other people. Hurt friends, the way I act, my attitude and my actions, they hurt others. And Jesus accepted that. So the first thing about the cross is to stop the way we hurt others. But at that time, it was just a little Catholic guilt. I shouldn't sin, I shouldn't do it, but whatever, we keep going on. Later in life, I never saw the power of the cross until I was already graduated and working, and I decided I got some time off from work and volunteered in the inner city. And there was a lot of violence on the street, a lot of violence, police shootings. It was just so much violence. It was a cycle of violence. The cycle went on and on. And this young girl said she found the way to stop that cycle of violence. She said, I take the cross. I take the cross when I'm scared at night, there's shooting, there's violence. I take the cross and I look at the cross and I feel what love is supposed to be like. That's the power of the cross that can stop that cycle of violence, that cycle in our world. And from this young girl's love, I finally experienced the beauty of Jesus' cross, that he has love for us, not just stopping this, but transforming us. The power of Jesus' cross. But then you have to put that love into action. I was like, yes, I know Jesus' cross is real, his love is real, but how to put that in action? And it's still an ongoing thing. I'm just going to share something really raw. The hardest thing we have to do, both love our enemies and love everyone to the end. I have to tell you, I'm scared of death. Most disciples are. Every one of Jesus' disciples ran away. Except for the women were there and the one that Jesus loved. It's interesting. We think it's probably the gospel, it's probably John. But he always says, he doesn't put his name in there. It's the one whom Jesus loved. That love transforms, inviting that one who Jesus loves to be there. I say I'm scared of death. I remember my grandfather when he was passing. And I was, of course, as a family member, I'd be there and help, but I'm scared to be here alone. Dad, you need to get here and be with my grandfather. I don't want to be here alone. I'm scared. But now I'm experiencing my own father close to death. And even a few weeks before Lent started, I said, I need to accept so I can be here. I can be here for my dad. I don't want to hung up on my own self. I want to be there for whatever he needs. And I felt the transformative power that even some people from this community and women from this community said, when you are with someone, when they're close to death, it is the most special time. And for sure, I experienced that. It's so much specialness. And, you know, right now, my dad's health came back up and everything kind of normalized and the illness. And they're like, oh, we're just back to normal life. And, you know, we need to live every day like that, cherishing every day, having those sacred conversations, being truly present. This is what Jesus came to transform us. So we stop just getting through life. We accept his cross to transform us. Death only makes it. Today is the day. Today is the day Jesus gives his life for us to transform it. Let it be your day to receive that grace. When you come up and venerate the cross today, be present. Think of that girl sell the cross and see Jesus' arms out in love. I'll invite you two by two coming up and see the cross, the arms extended out here. Come and venerate the cross and see Jesus' love for you. Also invite you to respond something in your own words, but make a conversation with Jesus. You take a few seconds here. See, Jesus, I accept your terms. Jesus, I accept your love. Jesus, I accept your cross.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director Gary Glover, with music by Albert Tomaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.